Good evening, everybody.
Tere õhtust kõigile.
So excited and happy to come back again.
Nii põnevil ja rõõmus olen, et sain tagasi tulla.
We didn't know each other in the physical.
Me ei tunnud teine teist füüsiliselt.
But because of Pastor Martti Metsala, the door was open here in this country.
Aga Pastor Mart Metsala tõttu oli uks avatud siia Eestisse.
And last year we have been in different cities in Estonia.
Ja möödunud aastal me olime erinevates Eesti linnades.
So we met Pastor Olis.
Ja siis me kohtusime Pastor Oljusega.
And his beautiful wife.
Ja tema kauni naisega.
I think the spirit in both of us leaped.
Ja ma arvan, et vaim meie mõlema sees hüppas.
Because it is not by mighty.
Sest see ei ole väe läbi.
Nor by power.
Ega võimu läbi.
It's not the black.
See ei ole mitte must.
It's not the white.
Ega valge.
But the creator.
Vaid looja.
Of both white and black.
Kes on nii musta kui valge looja.
He do his work.
Tema teeb oma tööd.
By his spirit.
Oma vaimu läbi.
So I did not come in my name today.
Nii et ma ei tulnud oma enda nimel täna.
I came in his name.
Ma tulin tema nimel.
And in the Bible it says like this.
Ja Piibelis ütleb nii.
Until you say the one who comes in the name of God.
Kuni sa ütled, et see, kes tuleb Issanda nimel.
Be blessed.
Ole õnnistatud.
You will not see my face.
Sa ei näe minu palet enne.
So you received me today in the name of God.
Nii et teie võtsite mind vastu täna Jumala nimel.
And I don't want that you see my face.
Ja see tõttu ma ei taha, et te näeksite minu nägu.
I pray to God that you see his face.
Ja ma palve on, et te näeksite tema palet, tema nägu.
And his plan will be done in your life tonight.
Ja tema plaan saab tehtud sinu elus täna.
None of you are exceptional.
Ükski teist ei ole erand selles.
God knew that he will be here.
Jumal teadis, et tema on siin.
And he has plans and purposes beyond your expectation.
Ja temal on plaanid ja eesmärgid enam kui sinu ootused.
Just relax.
Lihtsalt lõdvestu.
He doesn't need that you tell him.
Tal ei ole vaja, et sina talle ütled.
He knows about us.
Ta teab meie kohta.
Inside and outside.
Nii seestpoolt kui väljapoolt.
He has created us.
Tema on meid loonud.
But he has planned tonight.
Aga tal on plaan täna õhtul.
That your eyes has never seen.
Mida su silmad pole kunagi näinud.
And your ears has never heard.
Ja su kõrvad pole kunagi kuulnud.
And your heart did not perceived.
Ja su süda ei ole taibanud.
He is going to speak with you.
Tema ise räägib sinuga.
So prepare your heart.
Nii et valmista oma süda.
So I will invite you to stand up.
Ja ma kutsun sind tõusma üles.
And together we will welcome him.
Ja koos me tervitame teda.
God is a gentleman.
Jumal on gentleman.
He doesn't force anyone.
Ta ei sunni kedagi.
When we welcome him.
Kui meie teda tervitame.
When we are hungry after him.
Kui me oleme näljased tema järgi.
When we seek his face.
Kui me otsime tema palet.
Then he is here.
Siis ta on siin.
Just relax.
Lihtsalt võta vabalt.
Just relax.
Võta vabalt.
So let us welcome him.
Tervitame teda.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Isa Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
You are our Father.
Sa oled meie isa.
Our Father who loves us so much.
Meie isa, kes armastab mind nii palju.
You proved your love for each one of us.
Sa oled tõestanud oma armastust iga ühe meie vastu.
That you send your only begotten son.
Kui sa saatsid oma ainusündinud poja.
To die on behalf of us.
Surema meie eest.
So that we will be free.
Et meie oleksime vabad.
From all kind of pain.
Igasugusest valust.
From all kind of sickness.
Igasugusest haigusest.
From all kind of sin.
Igasugusest patust.
So that we will be back home.
Et me oleksime tagasi kodus.
You are our home.
Sina oled meie kodu.
Just reveal thyself today.
Ilmuta ise ennast meile täna.
Glorify your son.
Austa oma poega.
Father.
Isa.
We welcome you today.
Me tervitame sind täna.
Through your spirit.
Sinu vaimu läbi.
And let your perfect will be done.
Ja sündigu sinu täiuslik tahe.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Everybody said.
Kõik ütlesid.
Amen. Please Amen. Be seated.
Võtke palun istet.
Hallelujah. I came from Sweden, all of you knows about that.
Te kõik teate, et ma tulin Rootsist.
And I belong to the church called Arken.
Ja ma kuulun kogudusse Arkenis.
And
Arkeni kogudusse.
It is the spirit of God that gives the gift.
Ja Jumala vaim on see, kes annab anni.
We cannot choose our gift.
Me ei saa ise valida oma andi.
The spirit of God gives the gift.
Jumala vaim annab anni.
And he gave me the gift of apostle.
Ja ta andis mulle apostli anni.
And I travel all over the world.
Ja ma reisin igal pool maailmas.
Non-stop I travel.
Peatumata ma reisin.
And it is good to be with him.
Ja hea on olla koos temaga.
Our father.
Meie isaga.
Your father.
Ja teie isaga.
He is a god of surprises.
Tema on üllatuste jumal.
So our pastors and the church has sent their greeting to both of you, ja all of you.
Meie pastorid ja meie kogudus on saatnud tervitused teile kõigile.
We are one in Jesus.
Me oleme üks Jeesuses.
It's we that we are going to live forever together.
Ja me kõik saame elama koos igavikus.
We are called the body of Christ.
Meid on nimetatud Kristuse ihuks.
We are one in him.
Me oleme üks temas.
And the oneness is very needed at this time.
Ja praegusel ajal see ühtsus on väga vajalik.
It's not the time of differences.
Praegu ei ole kõigi nende erinevuste aeg.
This is not the time of division.
Ei ole lahutuste aeg.
The owner of the church is Jesus Christ.
Koguduse au on Jeesus Kristus.
And he bought his church by his precious blood.
Ja ta ostis oma koguduse oma kalli verega.
And his love.
Ja oma armastusega.
And he is the prince of peace.
Ja tema on, ta on armastus ja ta on rahuvürst.
Now it is the time that he is preparing us.
Ja nüüd on see aeg, mil ta on meid valmistamas.
That we will be the real bridegroom.
Et me oleksime see tõeline mõrsja.
That we will be clean from religion.
Et me oleksime puhtad religioonist.
From tradition.
Traditsioonidest.
From culture.
Kultuurist.
That we come back.
Et me tuleme tagasi.
Home.
Koju.
The kingdom of God is our home.
Jumala kuningriik on meie kodu.
And the kingdom of God consists of peace.
Ja Jumala kuningriik koosneb rahust.
Righteousness.
Õigusest.
And joy.
Ja rõõmust.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are sad tonight.
Kui sa oled täna õhtul kurb.
I have a good news for you.
Siis mul on sulle häid uudiseid.
I have come with the kingdom of God.
Ma olen tulnud Jumala kuningriigiga.
It's full of joy.
Ja see on täis rõõmu.
It's full of courage.
See on täis julgust.
And the message that we received from our God.
Ja see sõnum, mille me oleme saanud oma Jumalalt.
It's called the good news.
Selle nimi on head
it
uudised.
It only gives good news.
See toob ainult häid uudiseid.
It doesn't give bad news.
See ei anna halbu uudiseid.
It changes the situation of human being.
See muudab inimese olukorda.
It cleanses us from all the filthy, dirty sin.
Ja see puhastab meid kõigest rüvedest ja räpasest patust.
Just for free.
Täiesti tasuta.
Just for free.
Tasuta.
He just heals us.
Ta lihtsalt tervendab meid.
Jesus has come to heal us.
Jeesus on tulnud meid tervendama.
He says the doctors, he doesn't need the whole people. I mean the strong people.
Jeesus ütleb, et arst ei vaja neid tugevaid.
The doctor needs the sick people.
Arstil on vaja neid haigeid inimesi.
And we all of us has been sick from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet.
Ja me kõik oleme olnud haiged pealaest jalad allani välja.
Because of the fall of man.
Inimese langemise tõttu.
Jesus said.
Jeesus ütles.
I have come to heal them.
Ma olen tulnud neid tervendama.
His purpose is to heal us.
Tema eesmärk on meid tervendada.
To clean us.
Puhastada meid.
To restore us.
Taastada meid.
And to bring us the joy of his presence.
Ja tuua meile tema ligiolu rõõmu.
So it is a good news.
Nii et need on head uudised.
If you are sick.
Kui sa oled haige.
You are healed.
Sa terveks.
You are healed.
Sa oled terveks saanud.
Because he says.
Sest tema ütleb.
Through my wounds.
Minu vermete läbi.
That you are healed.
Oled sa terveks saanud.
So I just encourage you to be happy.
Nii et ma julgustan sind olema rõõmus.
A joy of God.
Jumala rõõm.
It just prepares his way to come in.
See valmistab talle teed, et ta saab tulla sisse.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitu issandale.
I was asking the Lord, what shall I bring to them?
Ma küsisin issandalt, et mida ma tooks neile.
And I received something that you will love it.
Ja ma sain midagi, mida me armastame.
God has created everything by purpose.
Jumal on loonud kõik ühe eesmärgiga.
There is nothing that he created without purpose.
Ei ole mitte miskit, mida Jumal oleks ilma eesmärgita loonud.
If we don't know why we are here on earth.
Kui me ei tea seda, miks me siin maa peal oleme.
If we don't know why things are created.
Kui me ei tea, miks asjad on loodud.
We will abuse it.
Siis me kuritarvitame seda.
We may also abuse ourselves.
Me võime ka ise ennast kuritarvitada.
God says.
Jumal ütleb.
Lack of knowledge.
Teadmise puudus.
Perishes my people.
Teadmise puudusel minu rahvas hävib, hukkub.
Our first enemy.
Meie esimene vaenlane.
It's not the devil.
Ei ole mitte kurat.
It's not the sickness.
Ei ole haigus.
It's the lack of knowledge.
On vaid on teadmise
Because puudumine. God says lack of knowledge.
Sest teadmise puudumine.
Perishes my people.
See viib hukka mu rahva.
Who are his people?
Kes on tema rahvas?
We are his people.
Meie oleme tema rahvas.
Redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Lunastatud Jeesuse Kristuse vere kaudu.
But we need to know the truth.
Aga me peame teadma tõde.
Who is the truth?
Kes on tõde?
Jesus said.
Jeesus ütles.
I am the way.
Mina olen tee.
I am the truth.
Mina olen tõde.
I am the life.
Mina olen elu.
Without me.
Ilma minuta.
No one can come to the Father.
Ei saa mitte keegi isa juurde tulla.
We need to know the truth.
Me peame teadma tõde.
We cannot find the truth in the politics.
Me ei saa leida tõde poliitikas.
We cannot find the truth in religion.
Me ei saa leida tõde religioonis.
We cannot find the truth anywhere.
Me ei saa leida tõde mitte kusagil.
The truth is himself.
Tõde on tema ise.
Who have created you and me.
Kes on loonud sind ja mind.
The truth that never change.
See tõde, mis mitte kunagi ei muutu.
The truth that endures forever.
See tõde, mis kestab igavesti.
Everything changes.
Kõik muutub.
But he never change.
Aga tema ei muutu kunagi.
He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Tema on see sama eile, täna ja igavesti.
And we need to know him.
Ja me peame teda tundma.
When we know him.
Kui me teda tunneme.
We will know who we are.
Siis me teame ka, kes me ise oleme.
We will know why we are created.
Me teame siis, miks meid on loodud.
We are not created just for a living.
Meid ei ole loodud ainult elamise jaoks.
We are not created just for a title.
Ühe mingisuguse tiitli jaoks.
We are not created just to live here on earth 80 years, 90 years.
Meid ei ole loodud elama siin maa peal ainult 80-90 aastat.
God has a big purpose when he created us.
Jumalal oli üks väga suur eesmärk, kui ta meid valmistas.
And his creation.
Ja tema loodu.
Is just subjected to us.
On alistatud meile.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is the truth.
Tema on tõde.
And why he created us.
Ja miks ta meid valmistas.
Is that to know him.
Ja on selleks, et teda tunda.
If you just read John chapter 17.
Kui sa loed Johannese 17. Peatükki.
And verse 2 it says like this.
Siis teises salmis öeldakse nii.
To know the one whom Father have sent is the life. You can read it.
Et tunda teda, kelle isa on saatnud, see on elu.
He is the life.
Tema on elu.
And it says you will know the truth.
Ja öeldakse, et te saate tundma tõde.
You will know the truth.
Te saate teadma tõde.
And the truth will set you free.
Ja see tõde vabastab teid.
Are you here tonight?
Kas sa oled täna siin?
Are you here tonight?
Oled sa siin täna?
Are you having some problem?
On sul mingi probleemi?
Maybe you are lacking to know the truth.
Võibolla sul on puudu tõe tundmisest.
We need to know the truth.
Me peame teadma tõde.
And the truth will set us free.
Ja siis tõde teeb meid vabaks.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitu sissandale.
Then we have a work to be done.
Seega meil on mingi töö teha.
We need to learn who Jesus is.
Me peame õppima tundma, kes Jeesus on.
He will be found in this book.
Ja teda võib leida sellest raamatust.
This book is his dwelling place.
See raamat on tema eluase.
before we know him.
Enne kui me teda tunneme.
When we get to know him.
Aga kui me saame teda tundma.
Then he wants this book.
Siis ta tahab, et see raamat
will be transformed.
Saaks muudetud
into our heart.
Meie südamesse.
So that he will dwell in us.
Nii et ta elaks meie sees.
God has created you and me with a great purpose.
Jumal on loonud sind ja mind ühe suure eesmärgiga.
If you just go with me in Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21.
Kui sa lähed õpetussõnadesse peatükk 19 salm 21.
I can read it. Yes.
Õpetussõnad 19.21. Inimsüdames on palju kavatsusi, aga Issanda nõu saab teoks.
Hallelujah. It says many are the plans in the mind of man.
Inimese meeltes on palju plaane.
But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
Aga Issanda eesmärk on see, mis jääb püsima, ütleb ingliskeel.
All of us have got many plans.
Paljudel meil kõigil on palju plaane.
But we need to know why we are here.
Aga me peame teadma, miks me siin oleme.
It says many are the plans in the mind of man and woman.
Öeldakse, et meeste ja naiste meeltes on palju plaane.
But is the purpose of God that stands forever.
Aga Issanda eesmärk on see, mis püsib igavesti.
Why do we fail?
Miks me läbi kukkume?
Why do we just go in a circle roundabout in a life that we don't progress?
Miks me käime elus ringi ratast ja ei jõua edasi?
Because we lack it why we are created.
Sest meil on puudu teadmisest, miks meid loodud on.
God has created you with his purpose.
Jumal on loonud sind oma eesmärgiga.
And that purpose is the thing that will make you happy.
Ja see eesmärk on see, mis teeb sind õnnelikuks.
And you cannot know that purpose if you don't know the creator.
Ja sa ei saa teada seda eesmärki, kui sa ei tunne loojat.
And God has just made you and me.
Aga Jumal on valmistanud sind ja mind.
Created us.
Loonud meid.
In his image.
Oma enda kuju järgi.
And exactly to be like him.
Et olla täpselt nagu tema.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Do we look like God today?
Kas me näeme täna Jumala moodi välja?
Do we look like God?
Kas me näeme Jumala moodi välja?
Did he make mistake?
Kas ta tegi vea?
No.
Ei.
He did not make mistake.
Ei teinud viga.
But we lost the way.
Aga me kaotasime tee.
We did not know it.
Me ei teadnud seda.
And today,
ja täna,
it's a day.
Täna on päev.
Of turning back.
Kus pöörduda tagasi.
In Matthew capital 6.
Matteuse 6. peatükk.
And verse 3.
Ja salm 3.
He says,
ta ütleb,
seek first.
Otsi esmalt.
Seek first.
Otsi esmalt.
Say with me, seek first.
Ütle koos minuga, otsi esmalt.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Otsi esmalt Jumala kuningriiki ja tema õigust.
And everything.
Ja kõike.
Say with me everything.
Ütle koos minuga kõike.
Will be added to you.
Lisatakse selle sulle peale.
Hallelujah. So God is so much concerned about his purpose.
Nii et Jumal on väga nii huvitatud oma eesmärgist.
Not about your plans.
Mitte sinu plaanidest.
Many plans you have.
Sul on palju plaane.
But it doesn't concern God.
Aga see ei ole Jumala mureks.
Because he has better plan for you.
Sest tal on parem plaan sulle.
Better purpose for you.
Parem eesmärk sulle.
He has created you.
Ta on loonud sind
for something that heaven won't come here on earth.
Millegi jaoks, et taevas saaks siia maa peale tulla.
You and me, we are created in a wonderful way.
Sina ja mina oleme loodud ühel imelisel viisil.
It is mystery.
See on saladus, müsteerium.
For here on earth.
Siin maa peal.
reflect his kingdom.
Et peegeldada tema kuningriiki.
To work the work he is doing in heaven.
Teha seda tööd, mida tema on tegemas taevas.
So that it will be heaven on earth.
Nii, et oleks taevas maa peal.
I want you to come with me in Psalm 139.
Ma tahan, et sa tuleksid minuga psalmi 139.
It's very important that you know who you are.
On väga oluline, et sa teaksid, kes sa oled.
If you don't know who you are,
kui sa ei tea, kes sa oled,
you will abuse yourself.
Siis sa kasutad ennast valesti, sa kuritarvitad end.
Because he say lack of knowledge.
Sest see on teadmise puudumine.
Perish my people.
Mis viib mu rahva hukka.
So if you please just read it from verse 1 to 14.
Nii et loeme siit salmid 1-14. Isand, sa uurid mind läbi ja tunned mind. Sina tead, millal ma maha istun ja millal ma tõusen. Sa mõistad kaugelt ära mu mõtted. Sa mõõdad ära mu käimise ja mu pikali olemise ja kõik mu teod on sulle tuttavad. Sõna ei ole veel mu keelel, kui en näe, sina Isand tead selle kõik ära. Tagant ja eest sa ümbritsed mind ja paned oma pihu mu peale. See tundmine on minule imeline, see on liiga kõrge, et saaksin sellest jagu. Kuhu ma võiksin minna su vaimu eest ja kuhu ma põgeneksin su palge eest? Kui ma astuksin taevasse, siis oled sina seal. Kui ma teeksin endale aseme surmavalda, vaata, sina oled seal. Kui ma võtaksin koidu tiivad ja asuksin elama viimse mere äärde, siis sealgi su käsi juhataks mind ja su parem käsi haaraks minust kinni. Ja kui ma ütleksin, katku mind pimedus ja valgus mu ümber saagu ööks, siis pimedus ei oleks pime sinu ees, vaid öö oleks nagu päev, pimedus oleks otse kui valgus. Sest sina valmistasid mu neerud ja kudusid mind mu ema ihus. Ma tänan sind, et olen nii kardetavalt imeliselt loodud. Imelised on sinu teod, seda tunneb mu hing hästi.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Halleluja. It especially says in verse 14,
Eriti salmis 14.
I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Ma kiidan sind, sest ma olen kardetavalt ja imeliselt loodud.
Wonderful are your works.
Imelised on sinu teod.
My soul knows it very well.
Seda tunneb mu hing hästi.
It says here, when God has created you.
Siin öeldakse, et kui Jumal sind valmistas.
He was so careful.
Siis ta oli nii hoolikas.
He doesn't want to make mistake.
Ta ei taha teha viga.
He designed and fashioned you.
Tema kujundas sind.
In a special way.
Ühel erilisel viisil.
And he says, and wonderfully made.
Ja siin ütleb, et ta tegi imeliselt.
And David has understood that wonderful are your works.
Ja David on mõistnud, et imelised on sinu teod.
My brother and sisters.
Mu vend ja õde.
You are wonderfully created.
Sa oled imeliselt loodud.
You are uniquely created.
Sa oled ainulaadsel viisil loodud.
You are special.
Sa oled eriline.
You are not like everyone.
Sa ei ole kellegi teise moodi.
That's why your DNA is different.
Sellepärast, et sinu DNA on teistsugune.
You are uniquely created.
Sa oled ainulaadselt loodud.
For a unique purpose.
Ühe ainulaadse eesmärgi jaoks.
In this book,
ja selles raamatus,
David says,
David ütleb,
he said, you put my days,
et sa oled minu päevad
in your book,
kirjutanud oma raamatusse,
before there was nothing,
enne kui üldse midagi oli,
even our days are counted,
ja ka meie päevad on ära loetud,
how long time we are going to stay here on this earth,
kui kaua me siin maa peal oleme,
those days are fully with purpose,
Ja need päevad on kõik täielikult ühe eesmärgiga.
And God's purpose is beyond our comprehend.
Ja Jumala eesmärk on üle meie arusaamise.
I was so much concerned about the mind of God.
Ma olin nii mures Jumala mõtete pärast.
Because the mind of God is the ways of God. The mind of God is the ways of God.
Ways. Jumala meeled on Jumala teed.
The Israelites were looking after the work of God.
Iisraeli rahvas otsis Jumala tõid, tegusid.
Moses was just looking after the ways of God.
Aga Mooses otsis tema teid.
The ways of God has to involve intimacy.
aga selles Jumala tees peab selles peab olema kaasatud intiimsus või lähedus.
And that creates a lot of credibility before the Lord.
Ja see loob nagu sellist Jumala ees sellist
Because God has created us in his image to be in his likeness.
Sest Jumal on meid loonud usaldusväärsust loob Jumala ees just täpselt, sest Jumal on meid oma näo järgi loonud.
He just loves you.
Ta lihtsalt armastab sind.
He doesn't want you to be here and he's in heaven.
Ja ta ei taha, et sina oleksid lihtsalt siin ja tema on seal taevas.
He want to be one with you.
Ta tahab olla üks sinuga.
Amen.
Amen.
And the big God.
Ja see suur Jumal.
He is just dwelling in you.
Ta lihtsalt elab sinu sees.
The big God.
Suur Jumal.
Hallelujah. He says you are the dwelling place.
Ta ütleb, et sina oled eluase.
You and me, we are together the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Sina ja mina koos oleme püha vaimu tempel.
The Holy Spirit doesn't come and go now.
Püha vaim ei ole nii, et ta tuleb ja läheb.
When Jesus Christ has reconciled us.
Kui Jeesus Kristus lunastas meid või lepitas meid.
He cleaned us.
Siis ta puhastas meid.
From all our sins.
Kõigist meie pattudest.
He cleaned the temple.
Tema puhastas selle templi.
And the Spirit of God.
Ja Jumala vaim.
Has come back in us.
On tulnud tagasi meie sisse.
To continue the purpose of God.
Et jätkata Jumala eesmärke.
Because he said it's not by mighty nor by power.
Sest ta ütles, et see ei ole väega võimu läbi.
But by the Spirit of God.
Vaid Jumala vaimu läbi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitu sissendale.
So I'm going to speak about something which is simple but very important before the Lord.
Nii et ma räägin millestki, mis on väga lihtne, aga väga oluline Jumala ees.
What is the purpose of prayer?
Mis on palve eesmärk?
The prayer has been, I mean, misinterpreted.
Me oleme valesti tõlgendanud palvet.
A prayer is a communication and connection with God.
Palve on suhtlemine ja side Jumalaga.
Because Jesus said in John 15,
Sest Jeesus ütles Johannese 15.
And 15:16 he says.
Ja 16. peatükis ütleb.
I will no more call you my servants.
Ma ei kutsu teid enam sulasteks või teenijateks.
But I will call you my friends.
Vaid ma nimetan teid oma sõpradeks.
Hallelujah. Are you the friend of the mighty God?
Sa oled, kas sa oled väelise Jumala sõber?
A prayer is just that God is calling us.
Palve on see, kus Jumal meid lihtsalt kutsub.
Not in the first hand that we minister people.
Esimest korda, kui me teenime inimesi.
But minister him.
Me ei teeni inimesi, vaid me teenime teda.
To have fellowship with him.
Ja esmalt palve on siis see, et me ei teeni inimesi, vaid teenime Jumalat, et tema kosadust pidada.
To spend time with him.
Et veeta aega temaga.
To just be one with him.
Et olla üks temaga.
And then to be transformed in his likeness.
Ja et siis saada muudetud tema sarnaseks.
Prayer is not in the first hand is a group prayer.
Nii et palve esmalt ei ole mitte see gruppi palve.
Prayer is a personal discipline.
Palve on isiklik dissipliin.
It's a private calling from heaven.
See on üks privaatne kutse taevast.
That we know our God.
Et meie tunneme oma Jumalat.
That we speak with him face to face.
Et me räägime temaga palgest palgesse.
That we make a conference with him.
Et me peame ühe konverentsi temaga.
So that we can say, let thy kingdom come. Here on earth.
Me võiks öelda, et las kuningriik tuleb siia maa peale.
As it is in heaven.
Ja see on taevas.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Prayer is born in Genesis chapter 1:26.
Palve sünnib esimese Moosese 1:26.
In 1:26 he says.
1:26 öeldakse.
Then God said,
siis Jumal ütles,
let us make man.
Tehke inimesed.
In our image.
Meie näo järgi.
After our likeness.
Meie sarnaseks.
And let them have dominion.
Ja las nad saavad valitsuse.
Over the fish of the sea.
Kalade üle meres.
And over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and
over every creeping thing that creeps on earth.
Ja et nad valitseks kalade üle meres, lindude üle, taeva all, loomade üle ja kogu maa üle ja kõigi roomajate üle, kes maa peal roomavad.
God said,
Jumal ütles,
let us create human being. Let us create man.
Loogem inimene.
And he just sat.
Ja ta lihtsalt istus.
He was seeing himself.
Ta nägi ise ennast.
When he was creating us.
Kui ta meid valmistas, kui ta meid lõi.
Why did he do that?
Miks ta seda tegi?
God is love.
Jumal on armastus.
He want to see his love in us.
Ta tahtis näha oma armastust meie sees.
God is almighty God.
Jumal on kõikväeline Jumal.
He want to see his power in us.
Ta tahtis näha oma väge meie sees.
God is all present God.
Jumal on kõikjal viibiv Jumal.
He want to be presented by us on earth.
Ta tahtis, et meie esindaksime teda siin maa peal.
And he said,
ja tema ütles,
let them have dominion.
Las nad saavad valitsuse.
Say with me, let them have dominion.
Ütle koos minuga, las nad saavad valitsuse.
I wish he said that, let us have dominion.
Ma oleks tahtnud, et ta ütleks, et meie valitseksime enda kohta siis.
But he did not include himself in here.
Aga ta ei kaasanud ennast sellesse.
I want to be carefully listening to this.
Ma tahan, et sa kuulaksid hoolikalt seda.
God gave the authority to human being on earth.
Jumal andis inimesele valitsuse maa peal.
Let them have dominion.
Las nemad valitsevad.
Over everything.
Kõige üle.
That's why he says.
Sellepärast ta ütleb.
You are over.
Teie olete.
You are not under.
Üle, mitte all.
You are not under any circumstance.
Te ei ole mitte ühegi olukorra all.
Sickness is under your feet.
Haigus on teie jalgade all.
Problem is under your feet.
Probleemid on teie jalgade all.
God has said that you will have dominion.
Jumal ütleb, Jumal on öelnud, et teil saab olema valitsemine.
Over everything.
Kõige üle.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus issandale.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
And why our prayers are not answered?
Ja miks meie palved ei saa vastust?
Why?
Miks?
Why don't we pray?
Miks me ei palveta?
Because I believe we have very bad experience.
Sest ma usun, et meil on väga halbu kogemusi.
We pray and we don't get answer.
Me palvetame ja palvetame ei saa vastuseid.
You are a witness yourself.
Te ise olete tunnistajaks.
Many people come sick.
Paljud inimesed tulevad haigena.
And they go out sick.
Ja lähevad välja ka haigena.
Many people come with problem.
Paljud inimesed tulevad probleemidega.
And they go out without solution.
Ja nad lähevad välja ilma lahenduseta.
Why this happen?
Miks see juhtub?
Hello. Have you ever thought about that?
Oled sa kunagi mõelnud sellele?
In James chapter 5
Jaakobuse kirjas 5. peatükis
and verse 6 it says
ja 6. salm ütleb
the prayer of the righteous man avails a lot.
Õige inimese mõjuvõlmas palve saadab palju korda.
It doesn't say the preaching.
Seal ei öelda, et jutlus.
It doesn't say the work.
Seal ei öelda töö.
It says the prayer of the righteous avails a lot.
Vaid öeldakse, et õige inimese palve saadab palju.
And prayer is not just for few people.
Ja palve ei ole väheste inimeste jaoks.
Prayer is not just for a chosen ones.
Palve ei ole ainult välja valitute jaoks.
Prayer is not only for the old ones.
Palve ei ole ainult vanakeste jaoks.
Prayer is given to each one of us.
Palve on antud igale ühele meile.
That is called that we have to dominion.
Seda nimetatakse ka seda võib nimetada ka meie valitsemiseks.
God says man has to pray without ceasing.
Piibel ütleb, et inimene peab palvetama lakkamata, peatumata.
We have to pray without stop.
Ilma peatumata meil tuleb palvetada.
That's why we are created.
Selle jaoks meid on loodud.
The purpose of God why you are here is
Jumala eesmärk, miks sa siin oled?
That we will pray.
Et me palvetaksime.
And prayer means a fellowship with God.
Ja palve tähendab osadust Jumalaga.
That we will have fellowship with him.
Et meil on osadus temaga.
That's why he said.
Sellepärast ta ütles.
Seek first.
Otsi esmalt.
Seek first.
Otsi esmalt.
The kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriiki.
And his righteousness.
Ja tema õigust.
And everything.
Ja kõike.
Hallo.
Hallo.
How easy it is.
Kui lihtne on.
Everything.
Kui lihtne see on, et kõike.
I know you have so many prayers subjects.
Ma tean, et teil on palju palve teemasid.
God do this for me.
Jumal tee seda mulle.
God heal me.
Jumal tee mind terveks.
God help me.
Jumal aita mind.
I think he just do his head like this.
Ma arvan, et ta lihtsalt raputab oma pead.
Hello.
Või vangutab
pead. The authority is given to you and me.
Meelevald on antud sulle ja mulle.
Amen.
Amen.
That we have to dominion.
Ja meil on valitsus.
Hallelujah. Why is prayer created?
Miks on palve loodud?
Because God is sovereign.
Sest Jumal on suveräänne.
He could have done whatever he want.
Ta võiks teha ükskõik mida. Mida ta tahab.
But God is just limited by his words.
Aga Jumal on piiratud vaid oma sõnadega.
God cannot violate his own words.
Jumal ei saa üle astuda oma enda sõnadest.
God has to do his works. His words.
Jumal peab tegema oma sõna järgi.
He said that let them have dominion.
Ta ütleb, et las nemad valitsevad.
If he gave the authority to mankind.
Kui tema andis meelevalla inimkonnale.
Then we cannot blame him.
Siis me ei saa süüdistada teda.
Everything that happens on earth.
Kõiges, mis maa peal sünnib.
It's not his mistake.
See ei ole mitte tema viga.
It's our mistake.
See on meie viga.
It's our mistake.
Meie viga.
In heaven,
taevas,
where he rules and reigns,
kus tema valitseb,
there is no problem.
Seal ei ole probleeme.
No problem.
Ei ole probleeme.
The problem is here on earth.
Probleem on siin maa peal.
I will just give you a Bible verse in Psalm 115 and 15.
Ma annan teile Piibli salmi, psalm
115 verse 15.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 115. Psalm 50. Mm. 15.
15. And 16.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 115, 15 ja 16. Teie olete Issanda õnnistatud selle, kes on teinud taeva ja maa. Taevas on Issanda taevas ja maa on ta andnud inimlastele.
Hallelujah. Blessed be him that he created heaven and earth.
Õnnistatud olgu tema, et ta valmistas taeva ja maa.
Heaven belongs to him.
Taevas kuulub talle.
But the earth was given to mankind.
Aga maa anti inimestele.
And God said,
ja Jumal ütles,
let them have dominion.
Las nad valitsevad. Antke valitsus neile.
So the dominion and the power is in the hand of human being.
Nii et valitsemine on inimeste käes.
We hear every day.
Me kuuleme iga päev.
Only problems.
Ainult probleemidest.
We hear a lot of terrifying news.
Kohutavaid uudiseid kuuleme palju.
Why can't God come and do something?
Miks Jumale võiks tulla ja midagi teha?
Why can't stop it?
Miks ta ei võiks seda peatada?
When the ISIS, the Muslims are just beheading the Christians.
Kui ISIS lihtsalt lööb kristlastel päid maha.
When people are being killed.
Kui inimesi tapetakse.
Yes, I have the answer.
Jah, mul on vastus.
God can never violate his own words.
Jumal ei saa üle astuda oma sõnadest.
God cannot do anything here on earth.
Jumal ei saa teha midagi maa peal.
God has to respect his own words.
Jumal respekteerib oma enda sõnu.
In Psalm 138,
Psalm 138
and verse 2,
ja Psalm 2,
it says,
öeldakse,
that God has honored his own word above his name.
Et Jumal on austanud oma sõna oma nime üle.
Above his own self.
Oma endast kõrgemaks seadnud nagu selle sõna.
His word just
forever has to work.
Tema sõna toimib igavesti.
His word can never be changed.
Tema sõna ei saa muuta kunagi.
And what we need to know today is
Ja mida me peame täna teadma?
I just want to give you some clue.
Ma tahan teile anda vihje.
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 5.
Matteuse 6:5.
It says
öeldakse,
when you pray.
Kui sa palvetad.
Hello.
Hello.
Say to your neighbor when you pray.
Ütle oma naabrile, et kui sa palvetad.
When you pray. When you pray.
Kui sa palvetad.
This means
see tähendab
God expect us.
Jumal ootab meid.
He is waiting for us.
Ta ootab meid.
To pray.
Et me palvetaksime.
Prayer is not option.
See ei ole valiku võimalus.
Prayer is not choice.
See ei ole valik.
Prayer is the purpose why we are created.
Palve on see eesmärk, miks me oleme loodud.
How are we going to pray?
Kuidas me palvetame?
I believe the disciples
Ma usun, et jüngrid
They chose the perfect
nad
choice.
Valisid täiuslikku valiku.
They have been following Jesus Christ.
Nad on järginud Jeesust Kristust.
Wherever he was going.
Kuhu iganes ta oli läinud.
And they have been seen.
Ja nad olid näinud
marvelous things.
Imepäraseid asju.
He was healing the sick.
Ta tervendas haigeid.
He was raising the dead.
Äratas surnuid üles.
And he was doing crazy things.
Tegi hullumeelseid asju.
And one day.
Ja ühel päeval.
I believe he want to test them.
Ma usun, et ta tahtis neid proovile panna.
I believe he set up the things.
Ma usun, et ta seadis nii-öelda selle lõksu.
He was in the mountain.
Ta oli mäel.
And he told his disciples.
Ja ütles oma jüngritele.
Go down.
Minge alla.
And minister.
Ja teenige.
And one man came with a demon vexed son.
Ja üks mees tuli oma pojaga, kes oli vaevatud.
And the father asks the disciples, will you please heal my son?
Ja see isa küsib siis jüngritelt, et kas te palun teeks mu poja terveks?
And I believe the disciples were excited like you and me.
Ja ma usun, et jüngrid olid põnevil nii nagu sina ja mina.
Yes, yes, we are charismatic.
Ja me oleme karismaatikud.
Yes!
Ja.
And they start to just say in Jesus name.
Nad hakkasid ütlema Jeesuse nimel.
And they were shouting.
Ja karjusid seal.
I lose you.
Ma lasen sind vabaks.
I lose you.
Vabastan sind.
Get out, get out.
Tule välja, tule välja.
And they could not.
Ja ei saanud teha.
Deliver the son.
Vabastada seda poega.
They were tired.
Ta olid väsinud.
They were sweating.
Higistasid.
And I think Jesus came down.
Ja ma arvan, et Jeesus tuli siis alla.
And he just said, what's going on?
Ja küsis, et mis toimub.
And the father.
Ja isa.
He just came to him.
Tuli ta juurde.
I asked your disciples.
Ja ütles, et ma küsisin, palusin tu jüngritelt.
To deliver my son.
Et nad mu poja vabaks teeksid.
But they cannot do it.
Aga nad ei suutnud teha seda.
Even he was questioning Jesus.
Ja Jeesus küsis.
Can you heal my son?
Et või küsis, et kas te võite, küsis Jeesuselt, kas sina võid mu poja terveks teha?
And Jesus turned to his disciples.
Ja Jeesus pöördus jüngrite poole.
He said to them.
Ja ütles neile.
How long shall I be among you?
Kui kaua ma pean teie keskel olema või teid taluma?
Hello. How long shall I be with you?
Kui kaua ma pean olema teiega?
Haven't you observed me?
Kas te ei ole mind jälginud?
This question is coming to you tonight.
Ja see küsimus tuleb teile täna.
How long have you been hearing him?
Kui palju sa, kui kaua sa oled teda kuulanud?
How long have you been with him?
Kui kaua sa oled olnud koos temaga?
And Jesus,
ja Jeesus,
he said,
ütles,
bring the child.
Toge laps.
And in a fraction of a minute.
Ja momentaalselt.
Be delivered.
Ole vabastatud.
And the son was free.
Ja poeg oli vaba.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I believe.
Ja siis ma usun.
Like you and me.
Nii nagu sina ja mina.
When we just put our hand on the sick.
Kui me paneme oma käed haigete peale.
And they don't get healed.
Ja nad ei saa terveks.
And we shout.
Ja me karjume.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Get out, get out.
Tule välja.
And they
demons didn't get out.
Ja demonid ei tule välja.
And it's a shame.
Ja see on kahju.
You feel defeated.
Sa tunned ennast lööduna.
I believe his disciples were ashamed.
Ma arvan, et jüngritel oli häbi.
And in the evening,
ja
in the evening,
ja õhtul,
one of the disciples,
üks jüngritest,
I believe they must have discussed about that.
Ja ma usun, et nad arutlesid selle üle.
And he just said, Master,
ja ta ütles lihtsalt, isand,
Master,
isand,
teach us how to pray.
Õpeta meid, kuidas palvetada.
Wow.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The disciples must have understood something.
Need jüngrid pidid midagi mõistma.
At the end of the day they have understood something.
Lõppkokkuvõttes nad said millestki aru.
Why did not they ask him just teach us how to heal?
Miks nad ei küsinud talt, et õpeta meid pimedaid terveks tegema?
Why didn't they ask him teach us how to walk on the water?
Miks nad ei küsinud talt, et õpeta meid vee peal käima?
Why did not they ask him to heal the lepers?
Miks nad ei küsinud talt, et õpeta meid pidalitõbiseid terveks tegema?
Or to raise up the dead?
Või surnuid üles äratama?
If I were in their place.
Kui mina oleks nende asemel.
And stayed with Jesus 3.5 years.
Ja oleksin Jeesusega olnud 3.5 aastat.
I could have asked him.
Ma oleks võinud talt küsida.
Jesus, teach me how to raise up the dead.
Jeesus, õpeta mind surnuid üles äratama.
Because I want to be famous.
Sest ma tahan kuulus olla.
Like you.
Nagu teie.
Hello. I want to be my name on the TBC. TBN and everybody. Everywhere.
Ma tahan, et mu nimi oleks seal TBNis või kristlikus televisioonis kuskil.
But the disciples did not did that.
Aga jüngrid ei küsinud seda.
They understood why.
Ja nad mõistsid, miks.
He was doing all these miracles.
Ta tegi kõiki neid imesid.
And they asked him.
Ja nad küsisid talt.
Master.
Isand.
Teach us.
Õpeta meid.
About this one thing.
Sellest ühes asjas.
The thing that you do.
See asi, mida sina teed.
Every morning.
Iga hommik.
Behind the bush.
Seal põõsa taga.
They have seen him.
Nad on näinud teda.
Every day.
Iga päev.
Jesus Christ.
Jeesus Kristus.
He just went.
Ta läks.
Into the bush.
Kuskile võssa.
And he was speaking with his father.
Ja ta rääkis oma isaga.
It says just long before the sunset, the sunrise.
Seal öeldakse, et kaua enne päikese tõusu.
Do you know in the east have you ever been in Jerusalem, in Israel, anyone?
Kas keegi on käinud kunagi Israelis?
Yes. There, the sunrise about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Päike tõuseb seal umbes kell 4 hommikul.
And the Bible tells us long before the sunrise.
Ja piibel ütleb, et kaua enne päikese tõusu.
Jesus was just going praying alone.
Jeesus läks üksinda palvetama.
Maybe it's 3 o'clock.
Võibolla kell 3 hommik.
Hello. Every day.
Iga päev.
And he was spending time with his father.
Ja ta veetis aega oma isaga.
4 hours.
4 tundi.
5 hours.
5 tundi.
6 hours.
6 tundi.
And in Lucas chapter 11.
Ja Luuka 11 peatükk.
Verse 1.
Salm 1.
It says like this.
Öeldakse nii.
When he finished.
Kui ta lõpetas.
The disciples asked him.
Siis jüngrid küsisid talt.
Asked him.
Küsisid talt.
You know, he was just been in heaven.
Ta oli just äsja olnud taevas.
And he has been taught by his father.
Ja isa on talle öelnud.
The purpose why he was here on earth.
Eesmärgi, miks ta siin maa peal oli.
In John chapter 5.
Johannese 5. peatükk.
Verse 19 and 30.
Salm 19 ja 30.
Jesus says like this.
Jeesus ütleb nii.
I did not come to do my own things.
Ma ei ole tulnud, et teha oma enda asju.
Are you here?
Oled sa siin?
I did not come to do my own plans.
Ma ei ole tulnud täitma oma enda plaane.
I don't do anything by my own.
Ma ei tee ise enesest mitte
except
midagi.
Except I see it in heaven.
Muud kui see, mida ma näen taevas.
Except my father shows me.
Kui mu isa ei näita seda mulle.
Then this means.
See tähendab,
the day that he was supposed to minister people,
et see päev, kui ta pidi teenima inimesi,
his father showed him everything what to be done.
Ta isa näitas talle kõike, mis pidi tehtud saama.
And after he finished praying,
ja kui ta oli siis palve lõpetanud,
he was asking his disciples,
ta küsis oma jüngritelt,
let's go to the city.
Lähme linna.
And from the morning to the evening,
ja hommikust õhtuni,
he was just doing miracles and wonders.
Tegi imesid ja tunnust tähti.
It took for him one word.
See võttis tal ühe sõna.
To deliver the people from demons.
Et vabastada inimesi teemonitest.
To heal the sick.
Et tervendada haigeid.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the disciples has understood now.
Jüngrid on nüüd mõistnud.
Oh. It is there where the secret is.
Seal see saladus ongi.
To spend 4 hours with the father.
Veeta 4 tundi isaga.
And then spend 1 minute with the devil.
Ja veeta 1 minut kuradiga.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Kiitus issandale.
That's where we have missed the mall.
See on see, kus me oleme mööda pannud.
We thought that only the pastors has to pray for us.
Meie arvasime, et ainult pastor peab meie eest palvetama.
Only special people has to pray for us.
Ainult erilised inimesed peavad meie eest palvetama.
You have to pray yourself.
Sa pead ise palvetama.
God want to have you back.
Jumal tahab sind tagasi.
You are the precious daughter and son of God.
Sa oled Jumala kallis poeg ja tütar.
God loves you so much.
Jumal armastab sind nii palju.
He has greater purpose.
Tal on suurem eesmärk.
When you come into his purpose.
Kui sa tuled tema eesmärki.
You don't need to ask about healing.
Siis sa ei pea küsima tervenemise kohta.
You don't need to ask about marriage.
Sa ei pea küsima abielu kohta.
You don't need to ask about something that you miss.
Sa ei pea küsima millegi kohta, millest sa puudust tunned.
He is going to fill it.
Tema täidab selle.
He is going to do it.
Ta teeb seda.
He is going to bless you.
Ta õnnistab sind.
And the authority is given to us.
Ja meelevald on antud meile.
How does the authority given to us?
Kuidas see meelevald meile on antud?
God spoke.
Jumal rääkis.
And it became.
Ja see sai.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And he has put us on earth.
Ja tema on pannud meid maa peale.
That we will speak his words.
Et me räägime tema sõnu.
We will speak in line of his plans and purpose.
Ja me räägime tema eesmärkide ja plaanide kohaselt.
It is his word, not our feelings.
See on tema sõna, mitte meie tunded.
Are you here?
Kas sa kuuled?
We should not be stirred by our feelings.
Me ei pea oma tunnetest lähtuma.
The devil is so keen.
Kurat on nii innukas.
He want to use us also.
Ta tahab ka meid kasutada.
So he just stirs our feelings.
Nii et ta õhutab või keerutab meie tundeid.
He stirs our 5 senses.
Ja õhutab üles meie 5 meelt.
Our feeling.
Meie tunded.
Our thoughts.
Meie mõtted.
Our test.
Meie
our thoughts. Our test.
Meie maitsed.
Our ears.
Meie kõrvad.
He uses, the devil uses this.
Kurat kasutab seda.
So that we can speak his words.
Nii et me võiksime tema sõnu rääkida.
Are you here? Don't worry about that.
Ärge selle liblika pärast muretsege.
Maybe this is Holy Spirit. No, sorry. Holy Spirit is in us.
Pühavaim on meie sees, mitte see liblikas, kes siin ringi
lendab. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything what we need,
kõik mida me vajame,
promises,
tõotused,
God has said yes,
Jumal on öelnud jah,
but we have to say amen,
aga meie peame ütlema amen,
we have to know the plan of God,
me peame teadma Jumala plaani,
it's not at all the plan of God that we suffer,
see ei ole Jumala plaan, et me kannataksime.
So when the devil comes with his sickness,
nii et kui kurat tuleb oma haigusega,
with his destructive invitation,
oma sellise hävitava kutsega,
we should resist it.
Siis me peame sellele vastu
we seisma. We should say in Jesus name.
Me peame ütlema Jeesuse nimel.
I resist you, devil.
Ma seisan sulle vastu, kurat.
Get behind me.
Tagane minust.
You should not say,
sa ei peaks ütlema,
that I am weak.
Et ma olen nõrk.
You are not weak.
Sa ei ole nõrk.
You are speaking wrong.
Sa räägid valesti.
You are speaking the word of the devil.
Sa räägid kuradi sõna.
You are created to speak the word of God.
Sa oled loodud rääkima Jumala sõna.
When God says in heaven,
kui Jumal ütleb taevas,
that you are healed,
et sa oled terveks saanud,
when you say I am sick,
ja kui sina ütled, ma olen haige,
whose word are you speaking?
Siis kelle sõna sa räägid?
Is that the word of God?
Kas see on Jumala sõna?
It is the word of the devil.
See on kuradi sõna.
The devil has come to kill.
Kurat on tulnud, et tappa.
To destroy and steal.
Et hävitada ja et varastada.
When we speak,
kui me räägime,
we are giving him authority.
Siis me anname talle meelevalla.
Hello.
Hello.
The devil don't have authority.
Kuradil ei ole meelevalda.
It's you.
Sina oled see.
And you.
Ja sina.
And me.
Ja mina.
We have the authority.
Kellel meelevald on.
But when we speak the word of the devil,
aga kui me räägime kuradi sõna,
we give our authority to him.
Siis me anname oma meelevalla talle.
Through our own authority.
Nii et meie enda meelevald.
He comes.
Tema tuleb.
To kill us.
Et meid tappa.
To destroy us.
Et meid hävitada.
To steal our peace.
Et röövida meie rahu.
To steal our joy.
Et röövida meie rõõmu.
To steal our personality.
Et röövida meie isiksus.
Steal our marriage.
Meie abielu.
Hello.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
When you speak the word of God.
Kui sa räägid Jumala sõna.
God just says amen.
Siis Jumal ütleb amen.
That is his language.
See on tema keel.
Are you here?
Oled sa siin?
The kingdom of God.
Jumala kuningriik.
Has a language.
Aga sellel on oma keel.
Like Estonia.
Nagu eesti keel.
The kingdom of Estonia.
Eesti
Has your own language.
Teil on oma keel.
I came to Estonia.
Mina tulin Eestisse.
If I would not have my precious sister.
Kui mul oleks mu kallis tõde siin.
If I stay here and preach and preach.
Kui ma siin oleksin ja muidu jutlustaksin.
You will not understand me.
Siis te ei saaks aru.
Are you here?
Kuuled sa.
But you are hearing your own language.
Aga te kuulete oma enda keelt.
And the kingdom of God has got its own language.
Ja Jumala kuningriigil on samamoodi oma keel.
We have to speak the language of heaven.
Me peame rääkima taeva keelt.
Hello. If we speak the language of the devil,
kui me räägime kuradi keelt,
it's a strange word for heaven.
See on kummaline sõna taevast.
That's why our prayers are not being heard.
Selle tõttu meie palveid ei kuulda.
Hello. Are you here?
Oled sa siin?
When he says, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness.
Kui ta ütleb, et otsi esmalt minu kuningriiki ja minu õigust.
His word becomes low.
Siis,
when he speaks, his word is like low, you know, low, I don't know, low.
Ah, et kui tema oma sõna räägib, siis see on seadus.
And he cannot violate his own word.
Ja
he cannot violate.
Ja ta ei saa üle astuda oma sõnast.
He said seek first.
Ta ütleb otsi esmalt.
My kingdom.
Minu kuningriik.
My righteousness.
Minu õigust.
And everything.
Ja kõik
will be added to you.
Lisatakse selle peale.
But if you wake up in the morning.
Kui sa ärkad hommikul.
And you just say.
Ja sa ütled lihtsalt.
God give me this.
Jumal anna mulle seda.
Do this for me.
Tee seda minu jaoks.
I want this.
Ma tahan seda.
I want this.
Ma tahan toda.
It's against the language of heaven.
See on taeva keele vastu.
You missed the call.
Sa oled mööda pannud sellest kutsest.
He loves you.
Ta armastab sind.
He want to see your face.
Ta tahab näha sinu nägu.
Are you here?
Oled sa siin?
You are his precious child.
Sa oled tema kallis laps.
You are the only child for him.
Sa oled nagu ainukene laps tema jaoks.
He want to lavish you with his love.
Ta tahab sind üle külvata oma armastusega.
He want to spoil you.
Ta tahab sind ülikülluslikult.
He want to hug you.
Täita, ära rikkuda just kui oma armastusega.
And he want to just make you so happy.
Ta tahab sind lihtsalt nii õnnelikuks teha.
He want to make you so beautiful.
Ta tahab sind nii kauniks teha.
When you see at his face.
Kui sa näed teda tema palet.
You will glorify.
Tema austab.
You will be transformed in his image.
Ja sa saad muudetud tema näo järgi.
But when you concentrate on the problem.
Aga kui sa keskendud sellele probleemile.
You will be transformed into the problem.
Siis sa muutud selleks probleemiks.
You will look like the problem.
Sa näed selle probleemi moodi välja.
When you say I'm sick.
Kui sa ütled, ma olen haige.
You said it.
Sa ise ütlesid seda.
You become sick.
Sa jääd haigeks.
Are you here?
Oled sa siin?
Are you here? Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles,
you are healed.
Sa oled terveks saanud.
Through my wounds.
Minu vermete läbi.
Then you have to say,
ja siis sa pead ütlema,
despite the feeling,
vaatamata sellele tunde,
I'm healed.
Ma olen terveks saanud.
Then heaven,
ja siis taevas,
stands for you.
Seisab sinu eest.
Prayer means,
palve tähendab,
that we give God,
et me anname Jumalale,
permission,
loa,
to do,
teha,
His supernatural work.
Oma üleloomuliku tööd.
In us.
Meie sees.
Hello. Without our permission.
Ilma meie loata.
He cannot do anything.
Ta ei saa midagi teha.
What we see in our world.
Mida meie oma maailmas näeme.
It is we who permitted the devil.
Meie oleme need, kes on lubanud kuradil.
What we speak.
Selle kaudu, mida me räägime,
the devil is doing it.
Seda kurat teeb.
We are giving him power.
Me anname talle väe.
We have to get to know.
Me peame õppima tundma.
Who is our creator?
Kes on meie looja?
Who is our savior?
Kes on meie päästja?
And who is his purpose?
Ja tema eesmärgid.
The purpose why you are here.
See eesmärk, miks sa siin oled.
That you will make a change.
Et sa tood ühe muutuse.
You will make a difference here on earth.
Sina tood ühe muutuse siin maa peal.
You will speak like what heaven speaks.
Sa räägid seda, mida taevas räägib.
And the whole heaven is going to help it.
Ja kogu taevas aitab sellele kaasa.
Because God says.
Sest Jumal ütleb.
The words that comes out from my mouth.
See sõna, mis tuleb minu suust.
It will never come back void.
See ei tule kunagi tühjalt tagasi.
But it will work.
Vaid see töötab.
It will work.
See töötab.
And God himself he said.
Ja Jumal ise ütles.
I will watch upon my word.
Ma jälgin oma sõna.
When you speak his word.
Kui sina räägid tema sõna.
He applauds.
Siis tema plaksutab.
And he open heaven upon you.
Ja ta avab taeva sinu kohale.
And he releases his power.
Ja ta vabastab oma väe.
You speak.
Sina räägid.
You give authority to God.
Sa annad meelevalla Jumalale.
And he releases his power.
Ja tema vabastab oma väe.
That's what he said.
Seda ta ütles.
In Matthew chapter 16 and 18.
Matteuse 16:18.
You can read it. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, verse 18.
Matteuse 16:18. Mina ütlen sulle, sina oled Peetrus ja sellele kaljule ma ehitan oma koguduse ja põrgu väravad ei saa sellest võitu.
And you can just continue until 20.
Kuni salm 20. Ma annan sulle taeva riigi võtmed ja mis sa iganes kinni seod maa peal, see on seotud ka taevas. Ja mis sa iganes lahti päästad maa peal, see on lahti päästetud ka taevas. Siis ta keeles jüngreid, et nad kellelegi ei ütleks, et tema on messias.
Halleluja! Here Jesus says to Peter.
Siin Jeesus ütleb Peetrusele.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom.
Ma annan sulle kuningriigi võtmed.
How many keys?
Kui palju võtmeid?
Many keys.
Palju võtmeid?
The kingdom.
Kuningriik.
And he says,
ja ta ütleb,
whatever you bind here,
mis tahes sa siin kinni seod maa peal,
you must first bind here.
Sa pead esmalt siin siduma.
Then heaven binds.
Ja siis taevas seob.
You lose here.
Sa vabastad siin.
And heaven lose.
Ja siis taevas vabastab.
And the Greek interpretation,
ja see kreekakeelne tõlgendus.
It bind means it is locking.
See kinnis keeramine on nagu lukku panemine.
When you close here,
kui sina siin sulged,
heaven closes.
Siis taevas sulgeb.
When you open here,
kui sa siin avad,
and heaven opens.
Ja siis taevas avab.
When you stop praying,
kui sa lõpetad palvetamise,
and heaven stops.
Ja siis taevas peatub.
Where are the prayers today?
Kus on täna palved?
God says that we have to pray continuously.
Jumal ütleb, et me peame palvetama jätkuvalt.
We have to pray without stop.
Me peame lakkamata palvetama, ilma peatumata.
It's not measured by how much money you have.
Seda ei mõõdeta selle järgi, kui palju sul on raha.
But how many conferences you are doing?
Või kui palju konverentse sa pead?
But how many people are in your church?
Või kui palju inimesi su kirikus on?
Your church and your life is measured by how many people are praying.
Sinu elu ja sinu kogudust mõõdetakse selle järgi, kui palju inimesi palvetab.
When we pray,
kui me palvetame,
we let heavens work.
Siis me laseme taeval tööd teha.
For the good things.
Heade asjade kasuks.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
And God is speaking to you now.
Ja Jumal kõneleb sulle nüüd.
You have to rise up.
Sa pead tõusma.
From your position.
Oma positsioonilt.
Because God said.
Sest Jumal ütles.
That you will speak.
Et sa räägid.
You will be his mouth.
Sina oled tema suu.
I will give you this Bible scripture.
Ma annan teile selle kirjakoha.
In Jeremiah chapter 17.
Jeremia 17.
No, Jeremiah chapter 15.
Jeremia 15.
From 19 to 20.
19 kuni 20.
God says.
Jumal ütleb.
If you choose.
Kui sa valid.
The precious thing from the unprecious thing.
Valid selle väärtusliku lahutad väärtusetust.
I will make you to be my mouth.
Siis ma teen sind oma suuks.
Everything that we speak in our own.
Kõik, mida me räägime ise enesest.
It's cheap things.
Need on odavad asjad.
Hello. And we are not the mouth of God.
Ja siis me ei ole Jumala suu.
We have become the mouth of the devil.
Me oleme saanud kuradi suuks.
But if we speak the word of God.
Aga kui me räägime Jumala sõna.
The word of God is above his name.
Jumala sõna on tema nime üle.
The word of God is himself.
Nii et Jumala sõna on Jumal ise.
In the beginning there was a word.
Alguses oli sõna.
The word was in God.
Ja sõna oli Jumala juures.
The word was God.
Ja sõna oli Jumal.
Everything was created by the word.
Kõik loodi sõna läbi.
There is nothing which is not created by the word of God.
Ei ole midagi, mis ei oleks loodud tema Jumala sõna läbi.
In him was the life.
Temas oli elu.
And the life was the light of man.
Ja elu oli inimeste valgus.
And the darkness cannot withhold the light.
Ja pimedus ei saa hoida valgust kinni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus issandale.
I must shout to wake you up.
Ma pean hüüdma, et teid üles äratada.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the truth.
See on tõde.
That will set you free.
Mis vabastab sind.
And set free your nation.
Ja vabastab teie rahva.
God won't heal you.
Jumal tahab tervendada sind.
Not because you will feel good.
Mitte selleks, et sa ennast hästi tunneksid.
But he wants your body.
Aga ta tahab sinu ihu.
He wants to dwell in you.
Ta tahab elada sinu sees.
So that you will choose his word.
Nii et sa valiksid tema sõna.
You will speak according his word.
Ja räägiksid tema sõna kohaselt.
And you will bring change.
Ja tooksid muutuse.
Change in your life.
Muutuse oma ellu.
Change in your health.
Muutuse oma tervises.
Change in your family.
Muutuse oma perekonnas.
Change in this nation.
Muutuse selle maa keskel.
He want to heal you.
Tema tahab sind tervendada.
He want to clean his body.
Ta tahab puhastada oma ihu.
Because your body belongs to him.
Sest sinu ihu kuulub talle.
When our body finish here.
Kui meie ihu on siin lõpetanud.
We become illegal.
Siis me saame muutume illegaalseks.
We cannot stay here in this world.
Me ei saa siin maailmas siis siia jääda.
We have to move.
Me peame liikuma.
Hello. God has a purpose with your life.
Jumalal on sinu eluga üks eesmärk.
He is a big God.
Ta on suur Jumal.
He is bigger than your problem.
Ta on suurem kui sinu probleem.
He is bigger than your sickness.
Ta on suurem kui sinu haigus.
He is bigger than your anything that you are dreaming.
Ta on suurem kui ükskõik, mida sa unistad.
He loves you tonight.
Ta armastab sind.
And he want to heal you.
Ja ta tahab sind tervendada.
So that you will be his body.
Nii, et sa oleksid tema ihu.
He cannot do anything here on earth without you.
Ta ei saa ilma sinuta siin maa peal midagi teha.
That's why he says you will know the truth.
Sellepärast ta ütleb, et sa, ja sa saad teadma tõde.
And the truth will set you free.
Ja tõde teeb sind vabaks.
The truth will set your nation free.
Ja tõde teeb teie rahva vabaks.
You have the authority.
Teil on meelevald.
When you bind the spirit of violence.
Kui sa seod selle vägivalla vaimu.
And God is going to bind it.
siis Jumal seob selle.
When you agree,
kui sa nõustud,
two of you agree here,
kui 12 on ühel meelel,
and you pray,
ja te palvetate,
heaven will be open,
siis taevas on avatud,
and the miracles and wonders will happen here.
Ja imed ja tunnustehed sünnivad.
You have a special gift.
Teil on eriline and.
The gift of prayer.
Palve and.
That's where you are going to know who you are.
See on paik, kus sa saad teada, kes sa oled.
That's where you are going to know what your purpose is.
Ja see on paik, kus sa saad teada, mis on su eesmärk.
That's where you are going to know what is your right.
Seal sa saad ka teada, mis on sinu õigus.
You are not a beggar.
Sa ei ole kirjus.
You are an author.
Sa oled autor.
You are an author.
Autor.
You are not the offer. You are not the offer, you know, an offer to the devil.
Offer. Sa ei ole offer kuradile.
You are the victor.
Sa oled võitja.
Hello.
Sa ei ole...
You are the victor.
Sa oled võitja.
You are not beneath, you are above.
Sa ei ole all, vaid sa oled üle.
You are not the tail, you are the head.
Sa ei ole mitte saba, sa oled pea.
That's why Jesus said.
Sellepärast Jeesus ütles.
When you are weak.
Kui sa oled nõrk.
Say I am strong.
Siis ütle, et ma olen tugev.
When you are poor.
Kui sa oled vaene.
Say I am rich.
Ütle, ma olen rikas.
Because that is the will of God.
Sest see on Jumala tahe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to discover who you are in Christ.
Sa pead avastama, kes sa oled Kristuses.
You need to be in your position.
Sa pead olema oma positsioonil.
You need to have all the blessing with you.
Sul peab olema kõik su õnnistused kaasas sinuga.
By giving priority to God.
Andes prioriteedi Jumalale.
By knowing him. Knowing him.
Tundes teda.
And be one with him.
Ja olles üks temaga.
The power is in you.
Vägi on sinu sees.
Say the power is in me.
Ütle, vägi on minu sees.
I have the keys of heaven.
Minul on taeva riigi võtmed.
I am not empty hands.
Ma ei ole tühjade kätega.
I have the keys of heaven.
Mul on taeva riigi võtmed.
Hallo. You know, if I have the keys.
Kui mul on võtmed.
But if I don't know which key is going to open which door.
Aga ma ei tea, milline võti avab millise ukse.
The keys are useless.
Siis on võtmed kasutud.
Many of us, we are in the lobby.
Paljud meist on seal foajees.
We did not come in to the doors and dimensions of God.
Me ei ole veel astunud sisse nendest ustest ja Jumala dimensioonidest.
The keys of heaven are in here, in his word.
Need võtmed on seal Jumala sõnas.
He says,
tema ütleb,
man should not live only by food and water.
Inimene ei pea elama üksnes leivast, toidust ja veest.
But by every word.
Vaid igast sõnast.
Say every word with me.
Ütle igast sõnast koos minuga.
Every word.
Igast sõnast.
Every word.
Igast sõnast.
That comes out from my mouth.
Mis tulevad, lähtuvad minu suust.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
We have to have the word of God.
Meil peab olema Jumala sõna.
When we have the word of God.
Kui meil on Jumala sõna.
God says again.
Siis Jumal ütleb taas.
In John chapter 17.
Johannes 17.
Excuse me, John 15.
Vabandust, 15 peatükk.
Verse 7.
Salm 7.
If you abide in my word.
Kui te püsite minu sõnas.
My word abides in you.
Siis minu sõna püsib teis.
I abide in you.
Ja ma elan teis.
You will ask for everything.
Sa võid küsida kõike.
And you will get it.
Ja sa saad.
Easy.
Lihtne.
Easy.
Lihtne.
It's not just by going from one church to the next church.
Asi ei ole minna ühest kirikust teise.
From one conference to the next conference.
Ühelt konverentsilt teisele.
You have to have conference with God.
Sul peab olema konverents Jumalaga.
Take time with God.
Võta aega Jumalaga.
Know him.
Tunne teda.
You have the potential.
Sul on potentsiaal.
To do great things on earth.
Teha suuri asju maa peal.
You need to know where you belong in the church.
Sa pead teadma, kuhu sa kuulud koguduses.
It's not only the pastors.
Asi ei ole ainult pastorites.
You are part of this church.
Sina oled osa sellest kogudusest.
You must know your purpose.
Sa pead teadma oma eesmärki.
And your purpose is to help the people.
Ja sinu eesmärk on aidata inimesi.
You yourself will put your hands on the sick.
Sina ise paned oma käed haigete peale.
They will be healed.
Ja nad saavad terveks.
Wherever you go.
Kuhu tahes sa lähed?
You will put your hands.
Sa paned oma käed.
And the demons will go.
Ja kurjad vaimud lähevad.
You will bring the solution.
Sina tood lahenduse.
Live in him.
Ela temas.
Be in love with Jesus.
Ole armunud Jeesusesse.
Be in love with his words.
Ole armunud tema sõnasse.
Abide in his words.
Ela tema sõnades.
He said he sent his word.
Ta ütleb, et ta saatis oma sõna.
And he healed them.
Ja ta tervendas nad.
Today.
Täna.
The word of God is here.
On Jumala sõna siin.
Seek first his kingdom.
Otsi esmalt tema kuningriiki.
And I will tell you are healed.
Ja ma ütlen teile, et te saate, te olete terved.
You have the authority.
Teil on meelevald.
Not only for the things you are suffering for.
Mitte ainult nende asjade jaoks, milles sa kannatad.
Even for the hidden things.
Aga peidetud asjade jaoks.
You can make sabotage.
Sa ei saa
sabotage.
Saboteerida.
Do you know what sabotage means?
Kas teate, mis see tähendab?
You just attack the thing.
Sa lihtsalt ründad seda asja.
Before it starts its work on you.
Ilma enne, kui see oma tööd sinu kallal üldse alustab.
Maybe many doesn't know what is going on in your life.
Võibolla paljud ei teagi üldse, mis ta elus toimub.
Many sickness maybe are starting.
Võibolla on palju haigusi algamas.
But by knowing God.
Aga tundes Jumalat.
By speaking the word of God.
Rääkides Jumala sõna.
You can make sabotage.
Sa võid teha saboteerida.
You can just stop the work of the devil.
Sa võid lihtsalt peatada kuradi töö.
Because Jesus in you.
Sest Jeesus sinu sees.
Has come here on earth.
On tulnud siia maa peale.
To destroy the work of the devil.
Et hävitada kuradi tööd.
You are here to destroy the work of the devil.
Sina oled siin, et hävitada kuradi tööd.
You are a big man and woman.
Sina oled suur mees ja naine.
The light of God is within you.
Jumala valgus on sinu sees.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Jeesus on maailma valgus.
You are the hope for your nation.
Sina oled lootus oma rahva jaoks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish I had so long time.
Ma soovin, et mul oleks pikka aega.
I would teach you a lot about prayer.
Ma õpetaks palju palvest.
I told you the last time I have been here.
Viimati, kui ma siin olin.
I myself have been sick.
Ma ise olen olnud haige.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Ma pealaest jalad alla nüüd.
But when I knew this secret.
Aga kui ma teadsin, sain teada selle saladuse.
Fellowship with God.
Osadus Jumalaga.
Through his words.
Tema sõnade, sõna kaudu.
I knew who you are.
Ma teadsin, kes ma olen.
I knew my identity.
Ma teadsin oma identiteeti.
I knew my right.
Ma teadsin oma õigust.
I am the shareholder with Jesus.
Ma olen kaaspärija koos Jeesusega.
I have the authority in my hand.
Mul on meelevald minu käes.
And I start to practice this authority.
Ja ma hakkasin praktiseerima seda meelevalda.
And I am a living testimony.
Ja ma olen elav tunnistus.
That's why I leave my family.
Sellepärast ma olen läinud oma pere juures teemale.
That's why I left my profession.
Ma jätsin oma elukutse.
I became in love with Jesus.
Ma armusin Jeesusesse.
Jesus is love.
Jeesus on armastus.
His words are truth.
Tema sõnad on tõde.
I knew his words.
Ma teadsin tema sõnu.
And his word has healed me.
Ja tema sõna on teinud mind terveks.
From migraine.
Migreenidest.
From asthma.
Astmast.
From gastritis. Gastritis, stomach problem.
Kõhu probleemidest.
From rheumatism.
Reumast.
And from cancer.
Ja vähist.
Breast cancer.
Rinna vähist.
The doctor told me I had a breast cancer.
Arst ütles mulle, et sul on rinna
vähist. I said no way.
Ma ütlesin, ei mingil juhul.
Heaven doesn't say like that.
Taevas ei ütle nii.
I refused.
Ma keeldusin.
I said I don't have time for that.
Ma ütlesin, mul pole aega selle jaoks.
I don't have place for that.
Mul ei ole selle jaoks kohta.
I am full of healing.
Ma olen täis tervenemist.
I am a walking pharmacy.
Ma olen kõndiv apteek.
I have to go and heal the world.
Ma pean minema ja tervendama maailma.
I am totally healed.
Ma olen täiesti terve.
This is documented in Sweden.
Ja see on dokumenteeritud Rootsis.
I'm a nurse myself.
Ma olen ise medõde.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I found my doctor.
Ma leidsin oma arsti.
That's why I'm here tonight.
Sellepärast ma olen täna siin.
It's easy, I will tell you.
On, ma räägin teile, see on lihtne.
Come here, I will pray for you.
Tulge siia, ma palvetan teie eest.
Wherever I go, the healing ministry manifests.
Kuhu tahes ma lähen, siis see tervendusteenistus tuleb ilmsiks.
The blind see. Blind see.
Pimedad näevad.
The lame walk.
Jalutud kõnnivad.
The sick people become healed.
Aigad inimesed saavad terveks.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
But that is not the priority of heaven.
Aga see ei ole
the priority of heaven.
See ei ole taeva prioriteet.
The priority of heaven.
Taeva prioriteet.
That you know.
Mida te teate?
That you don't have place for the sickness.
Et teil ei ole kohta haiguse jaoks.
You should not have time with the sickness.
Sul ei peaks olema aega haigusele.
You have to check it out.
Sa pead selle välja raputama.
You have to break it.
Sa pead murdma selle.
You have to say, renounce it. I will not have you.
Sa pead lahti ütlema sellest, ma ei võta sind.
You have to say, it's written.
Sa pead ütlema, on kirjutatud.
It's written.
On kirjutatud.
It's written about me.
Minu kohta on kirjutatud.
It's written in heaven.
See on taevas kirjutatud.
I'm healed.
Ma olen terveks saanud.
I am delivered.
Ma olen vabaks saanud.
Jesus has paid the price.
Jeesus on maksnud hinna.
But I am here for other purpose.
Aga ma olen siin muul eesmärgil.
That I will be the channel of healing.
Ma olen tervenemise kanal.
I will be the channel of hope.
Ma olen lootuse kanal.
I will be the channel of the kingdom.
Ma olen kuningriigi kanal.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
You are very important. Say to your neighbor.
Ütle ma naabrile.
You are much more greater than you think.
Sa oled palju suurem, kui sa arvad.
It's never late.
Kunagi ei ole hilja.
It's never late.
Kunagi ei ole hilja.
God says, come back to me.
Jumal ütleb, tule tagasi mu juurde.
And I will come back to you.
Ja mina tulen tagasi sinu juurde.
Turn to me.
Ja pöördu minu poole.
And I will turn to you.
Ja mina pöördun sinu poole.
And I will heal you.
Ja ma tervendan sind.
I will heal your land.
Ma tervendan sinu teie maa.
This is a land.
See siin on ka maa.
This body is the land.
See ihu on maa.
He want to heal this first.
Ta tahab seda esmalt tervendada.
And when you are healed,
ja kui sa oled terveks saanud,
you will heal your country.
Siis sa tervendad oma maa, oma
come back
rahva.
To me. Come back to Jesus tonight.
Tule tagasi Jeesuse juurde täna.
Jesus want to have you.
Jeesus tahab sind omada.
He's missing you.
Ta tunneb sust puudust.
He's missing you.
Tunneb puudust sinust.
He want to spend time with you.
Tahab veeta aega sinuga.
Not with your words.
Mitte sinu sõnadega.
Not with your culture.
Mitte su kultuuriga.
But the word of God.
Vaid Jumala sõna.
Spend here time.
Veeda aega siin.
The teacher is the Holy Spirit.
Õpetaja on püha vaim.
The author of this book is the Holy Spirit.
Selle raamatu autor on püha vaim.
He will be there, he will teach you.
Tema on seal ja tema õpetab sind.
He will show you.
Ta näitab sulle.
He will take you.
Ta võtab sind
from one glory to the next.
Ühest aust järgmisesse.
You are very needed here.
Sa oled siin väga vajatud.
You are very needed here on earth.
Sa oled siin maa peal väga vajatud, vajalik.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
Let us stand up.
Tõuseme.
Halleluja. Miracles are not for the children of God.
Imed on, ei ole mitte Jumala laste jaoks.
Prayer of blessing is not for the children of God.
Õnnistus ei ole Jumala laste jaoks.
The children of God are blessed.
Jumala lapsed on õnnistatud.
You should not pray, bless me.
Sa ei peaks palvetama, et õnnista mind.
You should say, thank you for I am blessed.
Sa pead ütlema, et aitäh sulle, ma olen õnnistatud.
You should not say, heal me.
Sa ei peaks ütlema, et tervenda mind.
You should say thank you that I am healed.
Sa peaks ütlema aitäh sulle, et ma olen terveks saanud.
You should not say deliver me.
Sa ei peaks ütlema vabasta mind.
You have to tell him thank you I'm delivered.
Sa pead ütlema aitäh, ma olen vabastatud.
Where the spirit of God there is freedom.
Seal, kus on Jumala vaim, seal on vabadus.
Do you have the spirit of God?
Sinul on Jumala vaim.
Where do you find the spirit of God?
Kus sa leiad Jumala vaimu?
In John 6:63,
Johannese 6.
These words are the spirit and life itself.
Öeldakse, et need sõnad on vaim ja elu.
And speak the word of God.
Ja räägi Jumala sõna.
It is a spirit.
See on vaim.
It is life.
See on elu.
You will not get sick.
Sa ei jää haigeks.
You will not die.
Sa ei sure.
You have to say.
Sa pead ütlema.
I will not die.
Ma ei sure.
I will not die.
Ma ei sure.
I will live.
Ma elan.
And I will proclaim.
Ja ma kuulutan.
The glory of God.
Jumala au.
You have to proclaim the glory of God.
Sa pead kuulutama Jumala au.
Say no way.
Ütle.
No way.
Mitte mingil vihil juhul.
Death, you don't have power upon me.
Surmal ei ole meelevalda mu üle.
Sickness, you don't have power upon me.
Haigusel ei ole väge minu üle.
My Lord only have the power upon me.
Ainult Issandal on vägi minu üle.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nime.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, God needs a clean, clean temple.
Jumal vajab puhast templit.
Bitterness and offenses can just prevent him to heal you.
Kibedus ja solvumised võivad teda hoida eemal.
Offense and bitterness shuts heaven.
Kibedus ja solvumine sulgeb taeva.
When you forgive,
kui sa annad andeks,
he says I will forgive you.
Siis ta ütleb, ma annan andeks sulle.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Be clean from any offenses.
Ole puhas kõigist solvumistest, pahandumistest.
They don't know what they have done.
Nad ei tea, mida nad on teinud.
And forgive them.
Ja anna neile andeks.
Bless them.
Õnnista neid.
Then you will be blessed.
Siis sa oled õnnistatud.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nime.
I know time is going.
Ma tean, et aeg läheb.
So now just receive.
Nüüd lihtsalt võtta vastu.
In a new way.
Uuel viisil.
The original purpose of your life.
Oma elu algne eesmärk.
It's too much bigger.
See on palju, palju suurem.
It's greater.
See on suurem.
Than the life you are living.
Kui see elu, mida sa elad.
Just come back to him.
Tule lihtsalt tagasi tema juurde.
Say, my father, I seek your face.
Ütle, isa, ma otsin sinu palet.
I seek your kingdom.
Ma otsin sinu kuningriiki.
I don't belong in this world.
Ma ei kuulu sellele maailmale.
My home is your kingdom.
Minu kodu on sinu kuningriik.
Let thy kingdom come.
Las sinu kuningriik tuleb.
Let thy kingdom come.
Las sinu kuningriik tuleb.
Let thy will be done.
Las sinu tahe sünnib.
Pray, our father.
Palveta,
meie isa. When you say our father.
Kui sa ütled meie isa,
you are including the whole world.
Siis sa kaasad sellesse kogu maailma.
That shows us that we are not here for ourselves.
See näitab meile, et me ei ole siin ainult ise enda jaoks.
Our father is a source of all life.
Meie isa on kogu elu allikas.
Of all good things.
Kõigi heade asjade allikas.
When you speak.
Kui sa räägid.
When you speak.
Kui sa räägid.
Our father in heaven.
Meie isa taevas.
Hallowed be thy name.
Pühitsetud olgu sinu nimi.
Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come.
Las sinu kuningriik tuleb.
You have to say it.
Sa pead seda ütlema.
So his kingdom will come.
Nii et tema kuningriik tuleks.
He is waiting you to say it.
Jätka selle ütlemist.
And his kingdom will come.
Ja ta kuningriik tuleb.
And he is waiting you to say, let thy will be done.
Ja ta ootab, et sa ütleks, et las sinu tahe sünnib.
And his will be done.
Ja tema tahe sünnib.
His will be done.
Ja siis ta tahe sünnib.
When you say,
kui sina ütled,
give us,
anna meile,
our daily bread.
Meie igapäevast leiba.
This is not the bread that we eat and drink.
See ei ole see leib, mida me sööme ja joome.
That is the specific purpose of your life.
See on sinu elu konkreetne eesmärk, väga spetsiifiline.
Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles,
my bread is,
minu leib on,
to do the work,
teha,
the one who have sent me.
Selle tahet, kes mind on läkitanud.
You are sent here on earth.
Sind on läkitatud siia maa peale.
To do his works.
Teha tema tegusid.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Anna meile tänasel päeval meie igapäevane leib.
And you say.
Ja sa ütled.
Forgive us.
Anna meile andeks.
As we forgive.
Nii nagu meie anname
andeks. You have the power to forgive.
Sinul on vägi andeks anda.
You have the power to forgive.
Sul on vägi andeks anda.
If he said negative thing to people.
Kui sa oled öelnud negatiivsed asju inimestele.
You have to ask forgiveness.
Sa pead paluma andeks.
Every human being has to be forgiven.
Igale inimesele tuleb andeks anda.
You have the authority to forgive.
Sinul on meelevald andeks anda.
And God will forgive.
Ja Jumal annab andeks.
And you will be forgiven.
Ja sinul antakse andeks.
Pray.
Palveta.
The Lord's Prayer.
Isand, meie isa palvet.
I want to see you.
Ma tahan siin näha,
that the kingdom of God,
et Jumala kuningriik,
manifesting through each one of you,
võiks ilmsiks tulla iga ühe meie kaudu,
in Jesus' name,
Jeesuse nimel,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
don't be in hurry,
ära kiirusta,
the Lord did not finish,
Isand ei ole lõpetanud,
just be relaxed,
lihtsalt lõdvestu,
let his will be done,
las tema tahe sünnib,
please be seated.
Võtke istet, palun.
And we will pray now.
Ja me nüüd palvetame.
If you are born again,
kui sa oled uuesti sündinud,
then you have got the right to be the child of God.
Siis sul on õigus olla Jumala laps.
You have the right.
Sul on õigus
to have everything what God has.
Omada kõike, mis Jumalal on.
And you have the authority to do.
Ja sul on meelevalt teha.
Exactly what God do.
Just seda, mis Jumal teeb.
Amen.
Amen.
So you have the potential.
Nii et sul on potentsiaal.
That's why he says.
Sellepärast ta ütleb.
If two of you.
Kui kaks teie seast.
Agree on earth.
On ühel meelel maa peal.
And pray.
Ja palvetavad.
And heaven will.
Siis taevas.
Release its power.
Vabastab oma väe.
You have exactly the same authority like me.
Sul on see sama meelevald nagu minul.
So when you come here to be prayed,
nii et kui sina tuled siia, et saada palvet,
we are going to agree.
Siis me nõustume.
The pastors will come and pray with me.
Pastorid tulevad ja palvetavad koos minuga.
The Spirit of God.
Jumala vaim.
He is going to do wonders and miracles in your life.
Saab tegema imesid tunnustähti sinu elus.
This is a new day.
See on uus päev.
With a new opportunity.
Uue võimalusega.
That you leave your past.
Ja sa jätad oma mineviku.
You have to give all the sickness to the devil.
Sa pead andma kõik oma haiguse kuradile.
Let him carry it.
Las tema kannab seda.
The depression.
Depressiooni.
And the rejection.
Ja hüljatuse.
And the bitterness.
Ja kibeduse.
And all the pain.
Ja kõik valu.
Give him.
Anna talle.
Let him take it.
Las ta võtab.
You have to have the things of heaven.
Sinul peab olema taeva,
now.
Taeva asjad.
Now.
Nüüd.
Now.
Nüüd.
Now.
Nüüd.
Now.
Nüüd.
Now you have to have it.
Nüüd me peame selle saama.
Because it is the pleasure of God.
Sest see on Jumala hea meel, hea tahe.
To give it to you now.
Anda seda sulle nüüd.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Hallelujah. Amen. Connect your heart with him.
Nii et ühend oma süda temaga.
God is here.
Jumal on siin.
He loves you.
Ta armastab sind.
Open your heart for him.
Ava oma süda talle.
And believe in him.
Ja usu temasse.
Now.
Nüüd.
Say now.
Ütle nüüd.
Now.
Nüüd.
Now.
Nüüd.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every sick person.
Iga haige inimene.
Who came to Jesus?
Kes tuli Jeesuse juurde?
Never went the same.
Ei läinud kunagi sama moodi
Everyone
tagasi.
Everyone was healed.
Kõik said terveks.
He is the same Jesus.
See on see sama Jeesus.
It's not me.
See ei ole mina.
It's not the pastors.
Ega pastorid.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
He is here tonight.
Tema on siin täna.
He will not go back.
Tema ei lähe tagasi.
The same.
Sama moodi.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll pray.
Me palvetame.
Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. If you have heart problem,
kui sul on südame probleemi,
God is healing you now.
Siis Jumal on sind tervendamas praegu.
Any problem with prostate?
Ees näärmega mingi probleem.
Lung problem?
Kopsu probleem.
Back problem?
Selja probleem.
Any problem with your eyes?
Silmadega mingi probleem.
The power of healing is here.
Tervenemisvägi on siin.
I see the Spirit of God is there.
Ma näen, et Jumala vaim on siin.
Is healing you.
Ta on tervendamas sind.
There are someone.
On keegi siin.
That you are having a not good habit.
Sul on mingi halb harjumus.
And God is breaking that habit.
Ja Jumal on murdmas seda harjumust.
Unclean spirit.
Ebapuhas vaim.
And spirit of drunkenness.
Ja purjutamise vaim.
Or if you are just using the tobacco.
Või kasutad tubakat.
God is
breaking that power.
Jumal on murdmas seda väge.
God is breaking that power tonight.
Jumal on murdmas seda väge täna õhtul.
He's here to set you free.
Ta on siin, et sind vabaks teha.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus.